Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
Welcome to the Kent Online podcast on Friday, July the 31st. Our top story today is that the further easing of lockdown in England has been put on hold following an increase in coronavirus cases. The Prime Minister made an urgent announcement earlier saying leisure venues like bowling alleys and ice rinks won't be able to reopen tomorrow as planned. Wedding receptions with up to 30 guests also won't be able to go ahead. Here's what Boris Johnson had to say.
It relies on continued progress against the virus, and we would not hesitate to put the brakes on if required. With those numbers creeping up, our assessment is that we should now squeeze that brake pedal in order to keep the virus under control.
The postponement is for 2 weeks. Professor Chris Whitty is the government's chief medical officer.
The idea that we can open up everything and keep the virus under control is clearly wrong. We are at the outer edge of what we can do, and therefore choices will need to be made.
It will, of course, be a huge disappointment for people who'd been hoping to get married and have a small reception. Laurie Edwards is from Chic Weddings, based in Gravesend.
It's definitely been a bit of a blow to the industry and to all of the couples. It's a difficult one. Personally, I understand exactly why we're doing this, but I think to announce it on one day and bring the measures in the next day, I can't say that's probably the best thing to do. We've got three couples that are due to be getting married tomorrow, two of which were having a reception, and one of which was purely a ceremony. So I've been creating flowers for them all day. So from that point of view, it's just going to be so hard for them to literally cancel their dream, what was going to be their dream day, in a matter of hours.
New data shows the coronavirus infection rate here in the southeast is now above 1 for the first time since lockdown was eased. The crucial R number, which shows how the illness is spreading, is now at 1.02. That means cases could start to rise again in Kent. Well, all this has happened on one of the hottest days of the year, and there's another warning to stay safe on the Kent coast. Temperatures have reached over 30 degrees today, and 7 mile queues built up on the M2 as lots of you headed to the county's beaches. Sir Roger Gale is the MP in Thanet, where hundreds gathered by the sea. He's been speaking to Joe at KMTV.
It's quite clear that an enormous number of people are going to be flocking down to the coast in Thanet this weekend. And in one sense, I'm absolutely delighted that they will be. There is a concern, of course, that we're working with diminished safety facilities. And people, I think, have to bear that in mind and be very careful indeed, both to sunscreen and to be careful in the water. The lifeguard service is understaffed at the moment, and quite clearly there aren't enough people around the coast to do the job that may be required of them. They will be very good and they will do their best, but at the end of the day it comes down to numbers. So I would urge people to be careful, cautious, enjoy yourselves, certainly look after children, particularly make sure people don't get into trouble. The last thing we want is a tragedy.
I suppose in the midst of a pandemic as we are, I suppose now as things are starting to loosen, the restrictions are starting to loosen, and people will be heading to the coast, it's important to get business back up and running down there. So it is, you know, you're not going to turn people away, are you?
We don't want to turn people away, but by the same token, we do have to match the facilities to the numbers of people arriving. That's going to be quite difficult. Not every establishment is open. Not every establishment can accommodate anything like the numbers of people that they used to be able to accommodate. I'm thinking of restaurants, bars, pubs, bars, cafes, and shops. So it's up to everybody, I think, to play by the rules, be sensible, and within that, still to have a good time. And that's possible.
Kent Online News.
In other news, a 32-year-old man from East Malling has been charged with murder following the death of a man in Bromley. The victim was found in a park area in Chislehurst a week ago. Four other men have also been arrested as part of the investigation, including two who'd received stab wounds. One has since been released without charge. Two men have been taken to hospital with stab wounds meantime following an attack in Maidstone. They were found when police were called to Tunbridge Road last night. Detectives are still trying to work out exactly what happened. Meantime, police are hunting two people after a man ended up in hospital following an attack near New Romney. The victim suffered a head injury after speaking to the suspects on Bormans Lane in Brooklyn. A man and teenage boy left the scene on bikes. It seems when it comes to home working, quite a few of us would like to carry on doing it. A new survey has found 1 in 12 are planning on asking their boss to continue working remotely permanently. Katie Presland has been doing her job from her garden office at home in Westmorling during lockdown.
I've been lucky that I've got the space and therefore I've made it work to my advantage, and I haven't had the distractions that many other people have had or not the facilities to do things. I've got that, so that's worked really well. This time last year when I bought my office and I set it all up, I kind of thought, well, have I done the right thing? Is it been the right decision? But absolutely, through this last 4 or 5 months, it's been, you know, a life-saving investment. Some clients very much are good at doing WebExes or Zoom calls, etc., but some really don't like the internet and they much prefer to see you. So that's still a challenge, because they, you know, I've got clients saying, well, when can you come and see me? And at the moment, we're just not allowed. And we're sort of, for both their safety and our own, you know, we're doing telephone calls or calls like we are now. I think probably I'll be working at least a couple of days a week from home. Hopefully we'll return to sort of travelling and seeing clients at some point. But yeah, I don't see myself working in the office, you know, 5 days a week or 4 days a week. It's going to be very much a split location role. And I think that's going to be for so many, many people.
Do you think then, you know, based on you talked about, you mentioned your family and your various lifestyle, I mean, with how you're working currently, is it suitable? You feel that's how you obviously would like to manage things?
Yes, I think it is. The lockdown has made us all relook at our lifestyle. We're making different lifestyle changes. I think we're all spending far much more time at home or the local environment, going out for walks. I think everyone was so grateful to be allowed out just for, you know, at the beginning, just that one bit of exercise a day. And I religiously went out for a walk to get that exercise. I think also hugely helped with having good weather. And I do worry that if we get a lockdown again in the autumn, winter, how we're all mentally going to cope with, you know, long, dark days. But I think the lovely summer that we've had has been a life-saving.
Developers behind a £115 million leisure complex being described as Canterbury's answer to Westwood Cross say it'll open next summer. Work to set up a cinema, restaurants and shops at the former coach park off Sturry Road has been progressing throughout the year. A new gaming festival is going to be happening in Medway. The Rapture Gaming and Creative Festival is due to be held at the historic dockyard in Chatham next March. It'll feature interactive exhibitions, a murder mystery inside a submarine and virtual sporting events. Well, on to sport now, and a Kent Racing driver says he can't wait to get back behind the wheel when the British Touring Car Championship returns this weekend. It's been delayed because of the pandemic, but gets underway at Donington Park. Michael Creese from Broadstairs will be in action for BTC Racing. He says the time off has been tough.
Lockdown obviously has been horrendous for our business and all the sponsors and commercial partners. You know, as the money's just dried up, so you've got to work harder than ever now to pull a sponsor on board. So, you know, that's all I've been doing and prepping myself for next year as well as this year.
I guess you saw the return of Formula One. I'm sure you've been like itching to get back on a racetrack. What's it been like today to get back in the car?
Yeah, I mean, Formula One's been great as well. I mean, what a great start to the year it's been for them guys. And for me, I watched F3, F2, F1. You know, I've been watching every practice session, which I probably don't do before. Getting back into the Honda a couple of weeks ago at Snetterton, we had a 2-day test there. That went really, really well for me. I ended up P8 on the first day, and I was actually third overall on the second day. So the testing's gone really well for me, and I've just got to get in the car now and do the business on the race weekend.
They go at Kent's Brands Hatch next weekend. Football and Gillingham have made their first summer signing. Right back Ryan Jackson is rejoining the club after playing 80 games for them between 2015 and 2017. And in cricket, Kent are preparing to get their new season underway this weekend. They're taking on Essex in the Bob Willis Trophy, a one-off tournament being held this year instead of the County Championship. Matches will still be 4 days. Play at Chelmsford tomorrow is due to get underway at 11. That's it for today, but you can also now subscribe to the IM News app to access all KM Group newspapers. Just head to iliftmediasubs.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.